16 years ago, the state of Wisconsin cracked down on the release of refrigerants that harm the Earth's protective ozone layer. Now the DNR wants to join other state agencies in making sure auto salvage yards, scrap metal processors, and other firms are more careful with what happens to two classes of substitutes for ozone-depleting gases. The EPA has ruled the substitute refrigerants, known as HFCs and PFCs, are strong contributors to global warming. DNR ozone protection specialist Lance Green says the new rules apply as things are being thrown away.
For the consumer out there, when you scrap out your car, when you scrap out your refrigerator, there's going to have to be some effort to make sure that these things are properly captured and recycled or destroyed.
Green says the process and cost to properly remove the substitute refrigerants should be the same as pulling out the ozone depleters. But Green admits the salvage yard operators and others may need to keep more detailed records.
It's been actually very difficult to find out whether some people are doing the right thing or not. And by incorporating these a little bit more detailed records, we'll be able to trace individual cars and appliances as they go through the scrap process and pinpoint what really was and wasn't done with them.
At least one salvage industry member has complained to the DNR about the additional paperwork. But other companies say they already keep good records and want a level playing field in the salvage industry. The DNR board unanimously passed the rules last week and sent them on to legislative committees. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.